Ah, the hunters killed Bambi's mother. Oh, and we thought that was maybe the most horrific scene that we've been exposed to until the real life effort to euthanize that young buck with only one antler, his left antler missing the right, settled in Jackie Robinson Park, 13 acres, right next to the polo grounds, right opposite the Harlem River and Yankee Stadium. For 2 weeks, he frolicked. For 2 weeks, the thugs, the thuggettes, the little kids, the merchants, the hipsters and millennials moving in, they all got together, sang Christmas carols. They loved it. And then the city extricated him and took him away to an animal care center, and the mayor had this to say as to why.
A deer does not belong in the middle of an urban neighborhood, in the middle of a housing authority development. There was danger if that deer went out on the streets. There was danger that there could have been a car crash. You could have had numerous human beings harmed in addition to the deer. So the protocol, as I understand it from the folks who are the animal experts, is if the deer cannot be left where they are, and it could not be left in the streets of Harlem, I'm sorry, that's just absolutely unacceptable and dangerous.
All right, leave it at there, because on the line is an expert, not our mayor, Joseph Sia of CNC Wildlife Management. Thanks for joining us, Giuseppe.
Hi, how are you, sir?
I've had better days. I was at this animal care center in East Harlem on Saturday. And I kind of get the feeling as to why this poor young buck may have died of trauma, because you hear the dogs barking in there. There's a lot of activity. The smell will knock the nostrils, the hair out of your nostrils. Why did they do this? Why?
Well, they can't leave him in the city, but they should have had a better plan to trap and transfer him out of there. I mean, if the deer was there for 2 weeks, they had enough time to formulate a plan to get him out of there. I mean, Harlem Park, as you mentioned, as the mayor mentioned, was only 13 acres. So, I mean, the deer is not going to be able to survive there. So, I mean, they really should have had a plan beforehand to take him out of there.
Okay, what would you have recommended if they had tapped into your knowledge?
Well, you could try and, there are some box traps, some cages that can attract deer. That's not the greatest way to do it, but you could also just a tranquilizer dart. You probably would use the same anesthetic that they did use, ketamine, but, it's a relatively fast acting, it doesn't last that long. So, once you get him down, and he's anesthetized, then you got to transport him out of there as quickly as possible to a more suitable habitat. But they should have had something ready to go.
Now, ketamine, correct me if I'm wrong, is that the equivalent to, Special K, like the ecstasy that's used at clubs?
Actually, there has been some recreational use. It's the same. It's the same drug.
Okay. All right. So that's pretty powerful. All right. But why? Okay. They tranquilize the deer, and instead of immediately transporting him maybe to a different location and see if he could survive in the wilds, why did they bring him to this animal care center that is overpopulated and scares the bejeebers out of people? Never mind this. Probably this young buck who was traumatized.
I can't speak to why they moved him over there, but I mean, if their goal was to tranquilize him and release him elsewhere, they probably should have just taken him to a more suitable habitat in the first place. I mean, there are times if the animal was getting some veterinary assistance, they may have taken him to a clinic just to maybe get him some quick shots or an antibiotic or something like that, but. They have done some trap and transport stuff with otters where they, veterinary care was necessary before releasing into the wild. But, this animal probably could have been transported up to, a more suitable habitat probably within an hour, after they had gotten it down with a tranquilizer dart. So,
we do appreciate your input, Joseph. See you later. Of the CNC Wildlife Management. But I will tell you this. It gets down to the fact that we have two adults who are acting so immaturely. Andrew Evil Eyes Cuomo, King Cuomo II, the son of Mario Faccia Bruta Cuomo, King Cuomo I, and your mayor, not mine. I didn't vote for him. Comrade Bill de Blasio, who refused to pick up a telephone and talk to one another like human beings do because of this stupid blood feud and vendetta that we have this young buck, this deer, D-O-A.